One of the nation's biggest labor unions yesterday withdrew its endorsement of Howard Dean's presidential campaign. John Kerry's campaign was endorsed by the major transit workers union. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke yesterday with the president of the AFL-CIO, the umbrella group for many of the nation's unions.
At a private meeting on Saturday in Vermont, Gerald McEntee, president of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, told Howard Dean that the 1.5 million member union has decided to halt all support for Dean's campaign. It's rare to have a union withdraw an endorsement of a candidate who is still in the race. Several major unions are grappling with how to best make use of their money and organization after their two early favorites, Dean and Congressman Dick Gephardt, failed to win in Iowa. Since then, Dean has not captured a single state. Yesterday, I spoke with John Sweeney of the AFL-CIO about labor's turbulent ride in this year's Democratic primaries and caucuses.
There's no question that the labor movement and its members have been very much involved in the primary so far. And the more we can involve rank-and-file members, the more successful we're going to be in endorsing a candidate who can be elected president of the United States.
Do you have any questions about whether or not organized labor is losing its clout in terms of the political process given the poor outcomes in Iowa?
No, I don't relate the success of the labor movement to one primary or to one state. There's no question about it. Workers are hurting, and the issues that they're concerned about include good jobs and health care for all, education for their children, retirement security, and the list is long. And as much as we can do to educate them on these issues is going to help us build a stronger political program and a more active labor movement.
John Kerry, who is now the leading candidate, had the support of the firefighters. Do you anticipate that other unions are now going to jump on Kerry's bandwagon, despite the fact that labor did not choose him early in the process?
Oh, I think that you will see many unions endorsing John Kerry, especially if he continues to win. Our leadership are not supporting their personal preferences. They really want a candidate that they feel will be the best and most accountable on the issues that are important to their members and to workers, including unorganized workers. And this is a big challenge.
So the members so far are telling you we don't agree with endorsements that have come from SCIU.
Not all the members, no. They're part of the broader community in which they live, and communities are hurting, and they have to express their frustration, and they have to vote and support the person that they feel most comfortable with. And I look at it as a positive sign. As long as we're all on the right side when it comes to November 2nd,
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Sweeney. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
AFSCME's defection takes away key support for Dean as his campaign struggles to stay above water. The union spends more money than any other on politics. In the last presidential campaign, it invested $40 million. Despite losing support, Dean announced yesterday that he plans to stay in the race for the Democratic nomination, even if he loses Wisconsin on February 17th. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.